Good morning and welcome to Overeaters Anonymous, a Vision for You Big Book Study. My name is Jody E., and I am a recovered compulsive overeater. Today is Friday, May 17th, 2024. Today we are reading from the Big Book, and we are on page 20, paragraph 2. Today's readers are Mary P. on the 12 Steps, Tanya P. on the 12 Traditions. The reader of the text is Wendy M. Janelle T. will read our closing, and our backup reader is Julie E.B. The reference numbers for yesterday, Thursday's 10 a.m., May 16th meeting is 21,407, 21407. And the share ID for this morning's 7 a.m. Eastern Time meeting, May 17th, is 21,410, 21410. Our newcomer greeter today is Diane B., and Shelley E. will give us the announcement. Thank you all for your service, Team Friday. Overeaters Anonymous is a fellowship of individuals who, through shared experience, strength, and hope, are recovering from compulsive overeating. We welcome everyone who wants to stop eating compulsively. There are no dues or fees for members. We are self-supporting through our own contributions, neither soliciting nor accepting outside donations. OA is not affiliated with any public or private organization, political movement, ideology, or religious doctrine. We take no position on outside issues. Our primary purpose is to abstain from compulsive eating and compulsive food behaviors and to carry the message of recovery to the 12 steps of OA to those who still suffer. OA's fifth tradition states, each group has but one primary purpose, to carry its message to the compulsive overeater who still suffers. At a Vision for You Big Book study, our message is that people who suffer from compulsive overeating can recover through abstinence and the practice of the 12 steps and 12 traditions of Overeaters Anonymous. I will now ask Mary P. to read the 12 steps of OA.
Thanks, Jody. This is Mary P., and these are the 12 steps of Overeaters Anonymous. 1. We admitted we were powerless over food, that our lives had become unmanageable. 2. Came to believe that a power greater than ourselves could restore us to sanity. 3. Made a decision to turn our will and our lives over to the care of God as we understood Him. 4. Made a searching and fearless moral inventory of ourselves. 5. Admitted to God, to ourselves, and to another human being the exact nature of our wrongs. 6. Were entirely ready to have God remove all these defects of character. 7. Humbly asked Him to remove our shortcomings. 8. Made a list of all persons we had harmed and became willing to make amends to them all. 9. Made direct amends to such people wherever possible, except when to do so would injure them or others. 10. Continued to take personal inventory, and when we were wrong, promptly admitted it. 11. Sought through prayer and meditation to improve our conscious contact with God as we understood Him, praying only for knowledge of His will for us and the power to carry that out. And 12, having had a spiritual awakening as the result of these steps, we tried to carry this message to compulsive overeaters and to practice these principles in all our affairs. Thank you for letting me be of service this morning, and I'll pass.
Thank you very much, Mary P. I will now ask Tanya P. to read the 12 traditions of OA.
Good morning. This is Tanya P., recovering in Michigan, and these are the 12 traditions of Overeaters Anonymous. 1. Our common welfare should come first. personal recovery depends upon OA unity. 2, for our group purpose, there is but one ultimate authority, a loving God as he may express himself in our group conscience. Our leaders are but trusted servants, they do not govern. 3, the only requirement for OA membership is a desire to stop eating compulsively. 4, each group should be autonomous except in matters affecting other groups or OA as a whole. 5, each group has but one primary purpose, to carry its message to the compulsive overeater who still suffers. 6, an OA group ought never endorse, finance, or lend the OA name to any related facility or outside enterprise, lest problems of money, property, and prestige divert us from our primary purpose. 7, every OA group ought to be fully self-supporting, declining outside contributions. 8, Overeaters Anonymous should remain forever non-professional, but our service centers may employ special workers. 9, OA as such ought never be organized, but we may create service boards or committees directly responsible to those they serve. 10, Overeaters Anonymous has no opinion on outside issues, hence the OA name ought never be drawn into public controversy. 11, our public relations policy is based on attraction rather than promotion. We need always maintain personal anonymity at the level of press, radio, films, television, and other public media of communication. And 12, anonymity is the spiritual foundation of all these traditions, ever reminding us to place principles before personalities. Thank you for allowing me to be of service, and I pass.
Thank you so much, Tanya P. from Michigan. Our meeting focuses on the directions for recovery described in the Big Book of Alcoholics Anonymous. We read a paragraph or two from the literature, then stop and share on what was read. Anyone may share, but we ask that you keep your sharing to the topic and literature we are discussing, and that you keep your share to approximately 3 minutes. Singleness of purpose reminds us to identify as compulsive overeaters only. Our abstinence requirement for moderators is 1 year, and for readers is 6 months. There is no abstinence requirement for sharing on topic. This meeting does request that your sharing be directly linked to what was read. We are sharing what the directions in the Big Book mean to us. To share, press star 1 to unmute. Once you're done sharing, let us know by saying pass. Then press star 1 to mute your phone. To have a quiet meeting, everyone's phone except the speaker's should be muted. Today we resume our study of the Big Book on page 20, paragraph 2. I will now ask Wendy M. to begin reading.
Yes, good morning, Wendy M., recovered in Boulder, Colorado. Thank you, Jody, for your service and everybody on the line today. All right, so it is the purpose of this book to answer such questions specifically. We shall tell you what we have done. Before going into detailed discussion, it may be well to summarize some points as we see them. So at first I'm like, they're not telling me anything. I need to be told, but it actually does. So it says here, the purpose of the book, you can be, I just want to say, I hate this word, Don. You can't be too simple-minded to do this program, but you can be too smart, right? And so for the first many years, I was too smart in this program. And it says, it is the purpose of this book. It tells us. And then I love this next part. We shall tell you what we have done. It doesn't say we're going to tell you what to do. It doesn't say do, you know, anyways, it's none of our business. It just says we're going to tell you our experience, strength, and hope. And that is sort of a brilliant sentence, and it's a brilliant moment, because I've never had someone tell me what to do on the other line. They just tell me their experience, strength, and hope. So it's very, very smart. And then I want to say that in terms of this book for myself, so I came in 24 years ago, and for the first many, many, many years, I was stark, raving skinny. I had friends and I went to meetings in Los Angeles. But it wasn't until somebody handed me this book in 2015 at a convention that's when the changes began to happen. And I always say that this is a program of change, right? And this book is a design for living. It tells us what to do, not what to think. And I really want to emphasize that because I was thinking a lot in the beginning. I'm a thinker, I'm an analyzer, I'm a figure outer, right? And this book, and it says, what do I have to do? This is what we've done, right? So what I would really emphasize is, what do I have to do? Just act, don't think. And I'm going to say it again, just act, don't think. And that's what got me the recovery that I have today. I was listening to somebody on the line 9 months ago. I called her up. I said, tell me what I have to do. I'll do anything. I'm desperate. And she said, here's 15 things you do a day. And I said, that sounds inconvenient. And she said, well, pray on it and talk to me in the morning. And God just entered and said, you're going to do everything. And I love when people call me and they say, I really want what you have, but I don't think I want to do what you do. Well, that's okay. You know, I heard somebody say, we got to be in the sweet spot. You know, you don't always find your sponsees. It takes a little bit of time, but it is a doing program. I'll give you an example. Last night, I made a big mess of something with my ex-husband and my son. It was really fun. And instead of leaving the evening with that mess, I immediately made amends to him. I also did an 11th step to, I think I sent it to 4 people, because I have a design for living that says this is how we clean up our messes. It says this is how we grow up. That's what we're doing here. Thanks so much.
Thank you so much, Wendy M. Thank you very much. All right. I'll now take a list of people who would like to share on this paragraph 2 on page 20. We do say that although we value everyone's experience very much, we ask that you limit your sharing to every third day in order that others might share their experiences too. Who would like to share?
Chanel T. Maria C.
Chanel T. Maria C.
Robin P.
Roz G.
Robin P.
Robin P. Okay, great. Chanel T, Maria.
Sherry M. Sorry.
M. Okay, Sherry, gotcha. So I'll stop there for now. Chanel T, Maria, Roz, Robin P, and Sherry M. Please go ahead, Chanel.
Thank you so much, Jody. This is Chanel T in Washington State. Grateful compulsive eater, recovered today by the grace of God. And wow, you know, the short paragraph that I could talk on and on about, right? So it made me think of a memory. My dad and my mom, when I was a kid, sometimes mom would drive us somewhere, sometimes dad would. And when mom would, she'd go the way that if we had Google Maps right then, I'm old, so we didn't, but it would have shown you, you know, very direct route, and she would drive pretty close to the speed limit. And my dad didn't like lights, so he would go side streets. And yeah, they would both get there, but the thing is, usually my mom got there quicker and we never told dad that, but he thought he did. And sometimes he didn't even get there because there was some road closed, or, you know, he was trying to avoid the school zone, or it was just always trying to find a circuitous route to the same destination. This is the thing, I can concern myself with my weight all I want. I can concern myself with my other people in my life and other situations and all of that, or I can concern myself with what I do get to do, which is I get to work this program. It's laid out for me right here in this book. That's what it's talking about. What specific questions it's going to answer is from the previous paragraph, right? How and why we have recovered from a hopeless condition of mind and body, and what do I have to do? And I came in this last time in January of 2023, actually the end of 2022, so desperate because I was sick and tired of being a slave to the foods and food behaviors which were slowly but surely killing me. I was just desperate. I was desperate. I couldn't take it anymore. So whatever I needed to do that it says in this book that my sponsor guided me to do, I was and still am willing to do, because you know what's on the other side of that? Freedom. I have freedom. I have recovery today. I get to live in a state where I don't have to be afraid of being around different people and situations anymore. And if I do get afraid, which I will, I have a design for picking up the phone, for praying, for getting in this book, and oh yeah, getting into service so I can be part of this life that's so much bigger than any I've known. If that sounds good to anyone, please join us. This is a beautiful life. And with that, I will pass. Thank you.
Thank you so much, Chanel T. from Washington. Maria, please tell us your initial and state, if you would. Maria, press star 1 to unmute.
There we go. Sorry about that. You can hear me now?
Yes.
Yay, great. Okay. Maria C., as in Charlie, in Los Angeles, California. Thank you to everyone who's doing service and reading and sharing. I appreciate these little paragraphs that summarize whole big concepts incredibly succinctly. Like, this is a quick little primer on how we sponsor. We share. We share what happened with us. We're not telling people what to do. I thought that was a good point. And also just this theme we're touching on now, it is a design for living that works. And I'd love to give an example recently, of how just following these simple directions yields miracles and freedoms. I was feeling discontented for a few days and wasn't sure what it was. And it was actually in a therapy session where I just said out loud, I'm resentful against God. And I think because I'm not always resentful against God, I really had a block in acknowledging it. So I was able to hang up, call a fellow, and do a 10th step right then and there and just follow the directions exactly. I had a fellow pointed out to me yesterday in another outreach call, just follow them exactly. And I felt such relief. And so when I look at these short paragraphs, it is simple. It's not easy. A lot of us say that. It's simple. And when I just humble myself and don't overthink it and just do it exactly, I really do find that freedom. And really do find my own form of spiritual enlightenment. And I never in my life thought that would be possible. And I'm just very grateful for this program and this meeting. And thank you guys for listening. I pass.
Thank you very much, Maria C. from California. Roz D., please go ahead.
Good morning, Jody, my soul sister, and thank you for your service. My name is Roz G. I'm a recovered compulsive overeater in Palmdale, California. And I want to give a little life example about taking actions. Gardening is my super hobby. It is my passion. I love it. And I love the results of gardening. I love to eat the fresh vegetables. I love to smell the sweet peas. I love to look at the flowers. But how do I get there? I have to take a lot of actions. I have to plan the garden and look to see what's going to, you know, grow well together, what roots are going to nourish each other. And I have to water, or at least install irrigation in California. I have to weed to get the dangers out of the way. I have to fertilize because sometimes the soil just doesn't have enough, but I become a composter, so that's my fertilizer. I have to add that to the soil, and it is work. It is work. Sometimes I don't feel like doing it. Many times I do because I love it, but sometimes I don't feel like it. And as with that, I have to take actions to get the results of what I have in my life in this program. As I've heard earlier, you know, sponsors, they give direction. And I don't really like meeting with my sponsor, one of my sponsors, at 6 a.m. I have to get up super, super early for other actions that I take to meet with her at 6 o'clock. And then she gives me instructions on what to do. And pulling up some of those things I really don't particularly like doing. But today, because of the actions that I took, because of, you know, what she asks me to do, I have recovered from a hopeless condition of mind and body. I live in a normal sized body today that works, that's able to serve, that's able to participate in life, that's able to see clearly and think clearly and treat others with love and kindness and not react to things that I don't like. So although sometimes I don't particularly like having to do things, I like what the result of I get from doing them. So I'm going to keep doing those things. And with that, I pass. Thank you.
Thank you so much, Roz G. from California. Robin P., please go ahead.
Thanks so much for your service, Jody. I'm Robin P. I'm a grateful, recovered, compulsive overeater currently in Atlanta, Alpharetta, Georgia, on our way to Europe again. I really have experienced just taking the actions no matter what. And this is what we do, and this is why it works. From this hopeless, seemingly hopeless state of mind and body. And when we were in France 3 weeks ago, we got robbed in the middle of the night in our van. A guy showed up and stole our phones. We were literally without communication until we could. Oh my gosh, it was really something. It was so isolating and just wow. And then we had two flat tires. It was kind of like the out of towners. And then we got word that my father, who's been healthy his whole life, has this huge tumor that came out of nowhere, this brain tumor. And just in 2 months, it's already taken over a third of his brain. And our doctor calls it a turbo tumor. And he said he's seeing more and more of them. It's really upsetting. And we came back. I came back to say goodbye. And it's amazing timing because I also came to see a doctor and now we went to spend the weekend with him and said goodbye. And I had starred on Broadway and I sang with his orchestra and I got to sing while he was sitting in bed. I got to sing a song that I had sung with his orchestra and it was so touching. It felt like such a God thing. And I did so many 10 steps and worked this program, took so many actions, showing up abstinently. And with God's grace and mercy, with my God squad, with people praying for me, our family so dysfunctional. There's so much there. And I just kept praying and feeling people's prayers and doing 10 steps and just really living like the living in the program. And we're going back again. And, you know, we'll leave if my father takes a turn for the worse in the next 3 weeks. But we've had this planned. So I'm just so grateful to be abstinent and showing up abstinently and recovered today. It's a miracle of grace and reaching up and reaching out. It's this program in action. And it really, really, really works. All I have to do is pray for the willingness to work it. And I see that in all my affairs. You know, I just have to be willing. And other people who are going through things, they just get to be willing. It's the key, like it says in this program. Thank you all. And thank you for the people who've been praying for us. I'm very grateful. And I'm very grateful for my God squad and my sponsor and God. I would have my head in the bowl, literally, throughout this. And I've been checked out and I wouldn't have been able to show up. And for the past over eight years, I show up one day at a time. God bless everybody with a very blessed abstinent day. I pass.
Thank you so much, Robin P. from the world. Jerry M., please go ahead.
Hey, good morning. This is Sherry M., and I am gratefully recovered from this seemingly hopeless state of mind and body, being a compulsive overeater in Wyoming. Thank you so much for your service. Something that was standing out to me and just some of the, you know, what we've been reading in this chapter is, you know, asking ourselves, like, why did I become ill? That doesn't really matter why, right? But, like, what do I have to do? I have written here, you know, when I'm talking to a prospect, because I remember me, I don't know about anybody else if they can relate to this, but, you know, again, self-knowledge availed me nothing. So knowing that I have a deadly disease, and I was desperate and dying, you know, and just on the floor in fetal position crying, and then a few hours would go by and I'd be on the phone with a prospective sponsor, and I would be letting them know what I need to do in order to get help. And I'm so grateful for the sponsor who got me recovered on this line. And she said to me, "Has anything you've ever done worked?" And for some reason, I was able to rip up my resume. I will call it my program resume that I was presenting. Here's all my years in Al-Anon and ACA and therapy and big book workshops and AA and time in OA, and she's there. So I basically had to put that all in the trash. And then she said, "Come back to the phone and let's start anew. Why don't I help you go through this big book and maybe you could have a new experience and actually have something you've never had before, which is this relationship with a higher power that's going to solve all of your problems." I mean, that is like, what? I've never heard that message before. And being in programs, and I wasn't ready for the message. Again, you know, timing is divinely inspired as well. I had to get to the end of self before I could get to this. Thank you, Wendy. Also, I loved the starting share and what was shared. All I know is that I have a 24-hour expiration, and what I do today matters. And if I can continue living this way of life, which means that everything I once thought can be rearranged, and it never ends. You know, 2 weeks ago, I would have told you, no way am I spending the holidays this year with my husband's ex-wife, because last year it was not very fun. And going back through the steps again, getting to steps 4, 5, looking at my part, all of a sudden, I mean, you can't explain this. This is miraculous. In my heart, I said, "Oh my God, let's all do the holidays together." So that's the program. Thank you. God bless you.
Awesome. Thank you, Sherry M. from Wyoming. Okay, we have plenty of time for more shares. Who else would like to share on this paragraph? We're on page 20, the second paragraph. It is the purpose of this book. Who else? "We shall tell you what we have done." Who would like to share?
Mary Lou A. from Texas.
Mary Lou A. from Texas. Anyone else? If you don't often share. Go ahead.
Patrick O. from Nashville, Tennessee.
Patrick O. from Tennessee.
Deb E. from Montana.
Deb E. from Montana. Awesome. Okay, let's go with those three. Mary Lou, Patrick, and Deb. Go ahead, Mary Lou.
Well, thank you. Mary Lou A. from Texas, compulsive overeater. So grateful to be on the line today and grateful for all the service and the decision for your meaning. It has had great meaning and has been an incredible resource to me all these years. I'm in restored abstinence for over 2 years, and it was in coming to this meeting that and having people reach out to me as a newcomer, that was the most amazing spiritual experience for me, that really cracked me open. So when we read this paragraph this morning, let us tell you, we are going to tell you what we did. What the book tells us is step by step how to open our hearts, how little by little our hearts can be open so that we can let this higher power into our lives, this higher power of unconditional love and unconditional acceptance to guide us and to change us so we can be all we were created to be in unity with each other and all things on the planet. It is absolutely amazing and has been an amazing for me. So here in the paragraph, they're going to get started to know what we did, which is just amazing because step by step, it all set, as they say, it's simple but not easy. And we get to see little by little how we can be transformed by connecting with this higher power. And the steps and the instructions and the recounting of their stories of how they approach the steps, how they reach to higher power later on to help them with their thinking and their minds has just been the way forward. And I just want to express my gratitude today to all of you and to this program. And as we go on, the next couple paragraphs are telling us how we are different, how it is that we became so compulsive, how it is that we are and how we can be transformed. Such a beautiful book of hope and of instruction. So with that, I'll pass. Thank you.
Thank you, Mary Lou A. from Texas. Patricia O., please go ahead.
Hey, I'm Patrick.
Patrick. I'm sorry. Patrick, yes.
Oh, no, that's no worries. I'm Patrick, compulsive eater in recovery from Nashville, Tennessee. I just wanted to say hello. One of my instructions from my sponsor here from Vision is to speak at least once a week at these Vision meetings. And so here I am just speaking out. I just want to share a little bit of experience that I've had. I've been around 12-step for a long time, in and out of OA for a long time, and about 4 months ago, well, actually it started, 8 months ago, where someone else in my area connected with a sponsor on Visions, and she got abstinent, and I've kind of watched her progress, and then her sponsor actually walked me through the big book also. So what I did, when it started 4 months ago or so, I've been asking about 4 months, first instruction was to read the doctor's opinion and then basically write down the foods that I was trying to control. And basically I got abstinent from flour and sugar, which has been really nice and freeing. That's the first thing. And then I committed to meet with her 2 to 3 times a week. And I would read out of the big book and basically shut up. And she would share with me her experience, strength, and hope. And at the end, you know, I'd read a little bit more. She shared a little bit more. And then if I had any questions or comments at the end, we would talk about that. And that was how I went to the sections of the big book of instructions of this book. So that was my experience that. So the other thing that I've been doing since then is making calls, putting almost every day I try to make calls. I also go to face-to-face meetings here in Nashville. And continue to speak with that sponsor once in a while. And I continue to come to this meeting. And I started, the one thing I've done here is now I read the 12 steps at one of the meetings, so I've done a little bit of service. I just wanted to share. I mean, I haven't, you know, I'm not, that's been my experience, strength, and hope so far of following the directions of this book, and I'm really grateful for it, and I'm hoping that someday I'll sponsor somebody and basically do the same thing with them. And so yeah, that's really all I wanted to say, and I'm really grateful to be here, and I'll continue listening, and I hope you all have a nice day. Thank you.
Thank you so much, Patrick O. from Tennessee. Deb E. from, I think it's Montana. Please go ahead.
Yes, it's from Montana. Good morning, fellows. This is Deb E. in Montana. What a blessing to have this chapter. I think about this chapter as, you know, for those of us in addiction, in the food, whatever form our addiction takes, we are in a hopeless position by the time we get to the end. We have hit a bottom. May not be our last one, but we have found a place where we have said, oh my gosh, how do I go on from here? And this paragraph in particular, I see it as, you know, quite simply as a bridge. The previous one that we read about had many questions outlined. Why did we become so ill? How and why did we get to the place of recovery? And then what do I have to do? For those of us in this addiction in particular, it's hard every day if you're not in recovery, if you're not living in that state. Food is there every time. It's all around us. And so for us in particular, I think the what do I have to do question that launches into this paragraph is the one that is important. It's being at the point where we are willing to actually put down our pride, put down our egos, put down all of the barriers that held us back from finding that peace within. And that's really one of my main definitions of recovery. When I find that I can live with the peace within connected to my higher power, and the food is a part of my life, but it's not my higher power any longer. So the purpose of this book is to answer such questions. And then that last word specifically, again, I can remember when I first came into the rooms, you know, I thought that this book was a book you read and you speed read it. That's how I read everything else in my life. I like to get things done and move on to the next thing. But what I've learned, as any of us in this meeting have learned, is that the more we read it, the more we find the specific instructions, we find that it's not crazy to take a word and go, oh, that's how it is done. That's how I might do it. Specifically, and the concept within this is that there are many ways that the specifically can manifest itself for us. Some of us do one kind. Some sponsors require other things. And it's not about the one right way necessarily. It's about the way that we can find our way to our higher power and our way to peace with food. So this book is going to tell us what they've done. And again, as one of the previous people said, it's not about what I should do. It's about what they've done. And I can sample from that concept of, you know, take what you like, leave the rest, as long as you're, you know, in the frame of working towards your recovery. It's beautiful. It's a beautiful way to do it. And finally, before getting into detailed discussion, they're going to summarize. So this next paragraph that we'll get to next Monday, it's going to be, you know, all right, let's really make sure that you're on the bottom. Let's make sure you fit into this group. And I love the way this book does that. It goes back and forth between example, in fact, this is what it was for us. This is how it does for you, to questions. What was it like for you? Did you really have that much of a problem? What did you feel like after you did these things? And so it gets us into a dialogue. And I think that's also what I love about this particular meeting. It's a dialogue that's never ending. Every morning we talk about some part of this book that has become our guide. And with that, I hope everybody has a good day, and I will pass. Thank you for letting me share.
Thank you so much, Deb E. from Montana. Okay, we have time for two or three more shares. Would anyone else like to share on this paragraph? Page 20, paragraph 2.
Lauren A.
Rohan A.
Anna B.
Okay, let's stop there. Rowan and Annabelle. Hopefully we can get all of you in. Go ahead, Lauren.
Thanks, Jody. Can you hear me okay?
Yes.
Oh, good. Good morning, everyone. I'm so glad to be on the meeting this morning. I've heard some great stuff. I just love, for one thing, let's start with the chapter of the title of this chapter, There Is a Solution. And then the sentence that everybody's kind of emphasizing is, we shall tell you what we have done. And to me, that's the reason that 12 steps work when nothing else has, because somebody wagging their finger in my face saying, this is what you should do, isn't going to do me any good. I hate the word should. But somebody saying, this, I have the same problem as you, and this is what worked for me, and yes, there is a solution. And the other sentence that other people were bringing up is the seemingly hopeless state of mind and body, and I'm glad that word seemingly is in there, because it is not hopeless if we do what works for other people. And thanks, everybody. Everybody have a great day. I pass.
Thank you very much, Lauren. Go ahead, Rowan. And please give us your initial and where you're calling from, Rowan. Press star one.
Sorry about that. I was muted. Rohan S. from New Jersey. Very grateful to be on this call this morning, hearing all the recovery. I wanted to get current. I was in Aruba on kind of a spontaneous family vacation this past week. And it's funny how all my life it's like, you know, the dream is to be able to go on vacations and just relax and worry about nothing. And of course, you know, eat all the stuff at the all-inclusive. And now being abstinent, it's tough going to those types of places. You know, there's definitely options, but it's like, have they snuck sugar into this food? There's a good chance they have. And I was right. So many times they did it. And it was so cool how God just protected me and was like, gave me a nudge, like, ask them again. The food's here. They confirmed three times, but ask them again, you know, and it saved me. Because, you know, I don't want to take that risk. It's not worth going back to my old place. But, you know, to also get real, you know, I thought that, you know, I'd be good on this trip with just some nightly inventories, maybe texting a few people. I couldn't call because of whatever the service. And, you know, I was coming back on the flight home yesterday, and I just felt this existential dread. I felt like, you know, my life's going nowhere. I have no path. And I'm trying to think of a solution. What sort of manifestation exercise, gratitude exercise can I do? Basically, I was trying to come up with any good idea other than the 12 steps, you know? And I was feeling terrible this morning about my life. And somehow, some way, I decided to call Vision for You and hear that ever so gently, the creators of this book have outlined what we can do, and they have a solution for me. And now it's very apparent. All I need to do today is in my free time, get my 10 steps done, call and do outreach, make myself available as a sponsor. And, you know, thanks to the reassurance, I know everything is going to get better internally. Everything's already great on the outside. It's always the internal problem that I can't seem to fix. But thank God there's a solution.
Thank you, Rohan. From New Jersey. Annabelle, please share with us and give us your initial and date, if you would.
Yes, good morning. My name is Annabelle Z, and I'm calling from Washington State. And I wanted to share briefly, this is my day 9 of abstinence again. Finally getting abstinent since not being able to get abstinent again after going out. And I really appreciated what Wendy said in the very beginning, you know, about this condition of, now it totally slipped my mind. I'm just really grateful to be here and grateful to listen. I just appreciated what everybody said. And I love to be able to, oh, this is what I want to say, but I love to be able to listen to what other people have done. And someone mentioned desperation. Like it says, okay, I really want to get over it. What do I have to do? And a lot of people have done this program exactly by the big book. Some people have done it by worksheets. Some people have done it just, and no matter what it is, the bottom line is the solution of finding a higher power and trusting the higher power. And my sponsor has gotten me to go through the big book with her really, really slowly. And at first I was like, that's not how we do it here. I've got to get through this in, you know, 3 weeks. I've got to do all the steps again. And that's how I've done it. And I've gotten abstinent. And she really clearly had me, you know, live that prayer of the having a new experience, the set-aside prayer. And so I've been able to just get through this. And I, you know, I've been to other meetings and commented, and everybody's like, oh, you know, you've got to get through this really fast. I'm like, you know, my sponsor has it right. And I'm just too smart to get this program. And that's what Wendy said that really hit me. Like, I've got to just be stupid and say, I don't know what I'm talking about. I don't, my own experience in the past is great. That doesn't mean I'm going to throw it away. I have a lot of experience in 12-step program, but I have to have a totally new experience with surrender and relying on a higher power, on my higher power. And so that's what I've done in the last 8 days, just reliance, God help me. And my gosh, the craving's gone and it's really, really different. And so I've listened to what people have told me. And I think it's really important to have a sponsor, have one person to work with and do what they've done if you want what they have, because there's a lot of voices out there and it can get very confusing. So that's all I had to share. Thank you.
Thank you so much, Annabelle C. from Washington. We're about out of time. I'm going to end it there. We will now close with a reading from the Big Book on page 164, followed by the Serenity Prayer. Will Chanel T. please read our closing? Now press star 1. Chanel T, please press star 1 to unmute.
Well, I was double muted. I apologize. Let me get my page open because my Kindle's being a brat. I'm Chanel T. I'm so grateful we recovered. Here we go. Our book is meant to be suggestive only. We realize we know only a little. God will constantly disclose more to you and to us. Ask him in your morning meditation what you can do each day for the man who is still sick. The answers will come if your own house is in order. But obviously, you cannot transmit something you haven't got. See to it that your relationship with him is right, and great events will come to pass for you and countless others. This is the great fact for us. Abandon yourself to God as you understand God. Admit your faults to him and to your fellows. Clear away the wreckage of your past. Give freely of what you find and join us. We shall be with you in the fellowship of the Spirit, and you will surely meet some of us as you trudge the road of happy destiny. May God bless you and keep you until then.